This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Just ahead, nearly 2 months after the Sichuan earthquake, American psychologists are helping the Chinese prepare for the next big disaster.
First, though, last fall, the private security firm Blackwater was accused of killing 17 innocent Iraqis at a traffic circle in Baghdad. Blackwater had been hired to protect State Department personnel in Iraq. The shooting prompted such outrage that the Iraqi government demanded that Blackwater leave the country, and it also led to an FBI criminal investigation. That investigation concluded that most of the shootings were unjustified.
For various legal reasons, no charges were brought against the guards or the company, neither in Iraq nor in the United States. And in May, Blackwater's Iraq contract was renewed for another year because the State Department said no one else could do the job. Now, Blackwater is enmeshed in another controversy in this country. It involves a Navy contract for counterterrorism training in San Diego. From member station KPB, Andrew Phelps reports.
Otay Mesa is a dusty neighborhood near the Mexican border. There's a commercial airport here, big warehouses, and lots of tractors pushing dirt. When Blackwater West opened a few weeks ago, it might have been the most excitement this place has ever seen.
Blackwater provides rapid response turnkey solutions for peace and stability operations in all threat environments.
Blackwater has been accused of tax evasion, weapons smuggling, murder, and now the city of San Diego claims the company used shady tactics to get a permit for Blackwater West. A federal judge sided with Blackwater. The city will appeal.
Blackwater must go! We are the people!
More than 100 protesters recently turned up across the street. A protest sign says, "No Baghdad on the border."
We do not want profiteering war corporations that are destructive to democracy to be part of this community. We want you to go back home.
Home is North Carolina, where Blackwater was founded a decade ago. After the 2003 invasion of Iraq, the company got a State Department contract to provide private security. Blackwater's army grew into a force of more than 1,000 guards. The company has collected at least $1 billion from the government.
Anytime a powerful corporation wants to set up shop in a community, people have a right to ask questions about it and demand that there's some kind of a public hearing on it. This isn't an attempt to set up a mom-and-pop hardware store.
Jeremy Scahill is a journalist-turned-activist who wrote the book on Blackwater. He says private contractors don't swear an oath to the Constitution, and that raises concerns they can get away with murder, literally.
I mean, we're talking about a company with a notorious reputation that's under investigation on multiple levels by the federal government for its alleged killing of Iraqi civilians last September.
17 civilians, in fact. A federal grand jury is hearing arguments in that case. The New York Times uncovered an FBI investigation that concluded Blackwater guards were not justified in killing 14 of those civilians. Blackwater says the guards acted in self-defense after coming under fire. Critics are worried Blackwater's new location on the border may reveal the company's expansion plans. Blackwater says its only mission in San Diego is to train U.S. Navy sailors.
We're not here to get into the privatization of border security.
Brian Bonfiglio is a Massachusetts-bred, America-loving ex-Marine. Now he's a Blackwater vice president.
But if the Border Patrol came to this facility right now and said, hey, can we use your range or your classrooms? Absolutely. Be happy to do it. Anything that would help them help me or increase our security in the United States, I'd be behind it 110%.
Inside Blackwater's 60,000-square-foot warehouse, Bonfiglio shows me a life-size ship simulation. And there's a shooting range where sailors fire 9mm pistols, 12-gauge shotguns, and M16 rifles.
And we teach them safe weapons handling, which is basically how to load and unload a gun safely, how to carry that weapon in a holster or not in a holster so that you don't hurt yourself.
There are some nondescript classrooms with safety rules posted on the walls. Otherwise, most of the space at Blackwater West is empty. Of course, the company's critics worry what that space could hold for the next project. That Navy contract is up for renegotiation next month. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Phelps in San Diego.
Why new money in China is bad news for Chairman Mao when day-to-day continues.